Ian Harrison joins us from AP in Toronto. Ian, man, the Raptors, just the electricity in the buildings of those games right now, like Toronto seems to really be falling in love with them.
They certainly are. I mean, you know, it must be said that there is not a great deal to fall in love with outside of the Raptors in this city for some time, unless you're an Argos fan, perhaps. But yeah, the praise from visitors for this environment that's being created at Air Canada Centre is, you know, you hear it pretty much every game. People talking about how this has become one of the toughest places to play. When Jason Kidd, who coached the Brooklyn Nets in that playoff series last spring, returned here last Friday with Milwaukee, his new team, he was asked, you know, to sort of reflect back on that, and that was one of the things that he touched on, was just how this has become one of the most difficult environments to bring a visiting team in the entire league.
Well, he would know, because his team then got spanked all over the court that night by the Raptors. Now, you know, the Raptors have beaten the Grizzlies, who were 9-1 when they faced them. They finally ended the drought against LeBron James and back in Cleveland. You know, they had a hard-fought game last night against the Phoenix Suns, who were a pretty good team. Like, the one thing I've noticed about the Raptors is it seems in the final 3 or 4 minutes of close games, they're a much more composed team than they were in previous years. Has Casey talked about that? Is that just the playoff experience from last year? Why have we seen such a more composed team down the stretch?
I think there's probably just, this team has Coach Casey's been able to put his stamp on a little bit now in his fourth season. He's got some guys who've been around with him through the entire time, and then some guys who have carried over from last year's success. So, you know, that sort of familiarity is really paying dividends for this team, you know, and they've been able to use different matchups in different situations, but they've got the leadership out there of Kyle Lowry at all times, pretty much, especially in those pivotal moments in the fourth quarter, and you know, he's been just at elite level, playing at such an elite level for the last year and a little bit. They've been in some very tight games recently. The Phoenix game yesterday, obviously, the Memphis game you referenced was a 2-point game, and they've prevailed in pretty much all of them. You know, they came back against Chicago in that Thursday night nationally televised game a couple weeks ago, and closed the gap to single digits, but couldn't quite get over the hump. But by and large, they've been a very dependable fourth quarter team.
Ian Harrison joining us, talking a little Raptors basketball. Now, the Raptors, other teams are shooting just terrible percentage 3 points right now. And I good defense part of it, but probably a lot of bad luck on the team, on the shooting teams. You know, they're not going to be 12-2 in every 14-game stretch this season. For all the good about the Raptors, is there one area that Casey really feels his team still needs to improve in?
Well, he talked yesterday about the fact that he thought that there were multiple facets, and then he made a humorous comment after the game. You know, he was talking about how they had found a way, and how, by and large, they've been finding different things. You know, he said maybe one night it's a steal, another night it's free throws, and one night it's rebounding. And then he stopped and said, well, one night it's going to be rebounding. And so maybe that's the one thing that might stand out most of all. You know, Dwayne Casey is very focused on not letting the record and anything kind of get to his players' heads, and he'll make sure that they keep honing their game. But rebounding, you might say, is something that they might put, you know, the biggest focus on in terms of improving. You know, we have seen some strides from Jonas Valanciunas. He had the big game last night, a career high in points, another double-double. But I think if there was a sort of biggest weakness of this roster from top to bottom, you'd have to say it might be in their big men. You know, Chuck Hayes is a very solid, dependable veteran, and then they've got Greg Steemsma, Tyler Hansbrough, kind of, you know, mostly in a forward role. But, you know, it might be nice to get somebody who is a sort of real, you know, rebounding machine. You know, Amir Johnson has got some rebounding capacity, obviously, but, you know, you never know with him whether his ankles are going to kind of flare up on him again. So maybe rebounding and kind of strengthening that the sort of center position would be the kind of areas to look at.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. You know, Valanciunas, you know, he obviously last night was a career high for him. Is this a guy you think that he's still got room to grow, Or do you think the Raptors will look at this and look around the Eastern Conference and say, you know what, we might have to upgrade at our center position and give up him, even though he might be better in a few years, because this might be our best chance to get to an NBA final this year?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I would be very surprised to see them part with Jonas Valanciunas. You know, I've sort of thought about this before, and you know, you talk about what's the most difficult position to come in as a young player in the NBA, and you know, the kind of perception is generally it's tough to be a point guard. But there is a school of thought that the toughest thing to do is to learn how to be a big man in the NBA. And I think Jonas Valanciunas is kind of in the maybe in his sort of you know, third year of a 4-year degree, if you will, and in learning how to get that big man diploma. There's just so much, you know, that goes into that part of the game that's kind of hard to see maybe for the average fan in terms of footwork and positioning and how to do things on defense, how not to get into foul trouble. You know, I would be surprised to see the Raptors move Jonas Valanciunas and give up on him as he kind of rounds into the player that everybody thinks he could be. You know, in terms of whether this is a title contender, that might be a little bit premature. You know, I mean, for all the struggles that Cleveland have had so far this season, I certainly would not want to face them in a playoff series. Chicago obviously have some, you know, question marks with the health of Derrick Rose, who came back last night in a win over Utah. Pau Gasol also back in the lineup for the Bulls last night. You know, you're not sure maybe what Miami is going to do, but Miami is obviously going to have a lot to say with who comes out of this conference come playoff time. So, you know, I'm not convinced that this is the best year or the easiest year for the Raptors. Certainly their division is there for the taking. Whether the conference is there for the taking is another question.
Ian, I appreciate it. Enjoy it because, man, Raptor fever slowly starting to spread across the country. I know there's a lot more people being texting my show talking about the Raptors lately, and I think if they continue to be – because they're an exciting team to watch. They're not going to win as much as they are because no team wins 12 out of every 14 games, but they are definitely very entertaining. Appreciate your time.
Most, anytime.